And taking a look at sports here this morning, yesterday the Iowa Newspaper Association announced their 2015 All-State football selections. They named honorary captains in classes A, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, and 8-man. And those honorary captains in each class then will be up for the 6th annual Ed Thomas Mr. Football Award. Those captains include Cedar Rapids Kennedy senior Sean Beyer in class 4A. Noah Clayburgh has been named captain of class 3A. He led Pella in back-to-back undefeated seasons and repeat championship spots. Also, Logan Backus of Spirit Lake is a class 2A team captain. In his only season as the Indians varsity quarterback, he led the team to a perfect season, finishing 14-0 with that 2A title. Carson Lensing has been named captain of class 1A. He was a 2A starter for South Winneshiek, playing tight end and defensive end. He led the Warriors defense with 7 sacks and 53 tackles. Gladbrook Rhinebeck's Colton Dinsdale was named captain of Class A. While Dinsdale's statistics don't stand out, his versatility and leadership did for the first-time state champion Rebels. And an 8-man, it's Ben Speck, who led the MMC Eagles to a storybook finish, throwing a record 7 touchdown passes and rushing for 140 yards and another score in their state championship game victory over Don Bosco. Those, once again, 16 captains will be in the running for the 6th annual Ed Thomas Mr. Football Award that's presented by the Iowa Newspaper Association. Also, of course, then announced were the first team, second team, and third team members. Just naming a few here in the class, in the first team members. From Lewis Central, Council Bluffs, Mitchell Brinkman, a defensive lineman, was named to the first team there in Class 4A. Also in Class 3A on the first team, from Bishop Heelan, it was Jake Knoll, the offensive lineman, named to the first team squad. Also from Creston, Chase Schultz, the running back, was named to the first team. Ethan Knutson, the kicker from Harlan, was also put on the first team honors. Carter Van Essen from Glenwood was named as a linebacker first team member there in Class 3A. So that's some of the honorees there in Class 3A for the first team. On the second team, there were a number of local athletes there as well, so we'll name those for you quickly here. At receiver, Dayton Ross from Carroll was named to the second team. Also, Caleb Sanders of Glenwood was named as an offensive lineman. Also named as a lineman, Reese Fitzpatrick of Carroll and Trevor Downing of Creston there at the lineman spot. Bishop Heelan's Sabian Clark was named as a running back. Also, Matt Pock of Carroll was named as a back to the second team. Soren Jensen was named as a lineman from Carroll, a lineman on offense there on the second team, as well as Cole Loffelbein. Seth Maitland of Creston was named as a linebacker, and Matt Bauer of Winterset also a linebacker there on the second team honorees. Austin Claver from Dallas Center Grimes was named as a back as well on the second team honorees. Taking a look as well at the Class 2A first-teamers, and not many local ones to let you know about there in Class 2A. Actually, no real athletes here from the immediate listening area that were named to the first team. In Class 1A, named to the first-team squad was Tyler Kahn, a receiver tight end from Underwood, as he was named there the first-team squad there in Class 1A. Also in named to that team was AHSTW's Tamron McGurin-Leal. He was named as a lineman there on the first team. And that's a look there. Also, Missouri Valley's Justin Miller was named as a linebacker there on the first team for Class 1A. Also in the Class A honorees in Class 1A, Kyle Dolacek was named as a receiver from Mount Air, the score state semifinalist team that he was on. And that looks like the only local, actually one more, Riley Woolers of Logan Magnolia was named to the first team as a linebacker also. And in Class 8-man, first team honorees include Mason Scheidegger, the lineman from Newell Fonda. Also on that first team, Glenn Ralston's Christopher Brown at the running back spot. Cole Wise from Newell Fond at the running back spot was also named to the first team. Lennox Spencer Brown was named a first team member there as well as a lineman. And Exira EHK's Drew Buckholt was named as a linebacker to the first team. Drew Tickner of CAM was named as a punter on the first team as well. So that's a look at some of those honorees there from the Iowa Newspaper Association and their All-State Football Selection honorees named yesterday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Hi, this is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. We are nearly done with our fiber to the home project, and many are enjoying the services it delivers. We expect to have the project completed by the summer of 2017. Right now, we will invite questions and comments about our fiber services. The fiber network delivers ultra-fast internet, digital TV, and voice services to everyone in Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Brayton, and Marnie, in both the country and in town. If you post a question, video, or comment on our Facebook wall related to our fiber services, you'll be entered for a chance to win free services or gadgets. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Wes Washburn scored 22 points and grabbed 8 rebounds as Northern Iowa beat Division III Dubuque 83-63 Wednesday night. Jeremy Morgan posted a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds for the Panthers, who moved to 3-1 on the season. Reed Timmer had 21 points and 5 assists, and Drake pulled away in the second half to beat Pepperdine 69-53 in the third-place game of the Gulf Coast Showcase on Wednesday night. Timmer was 8 of 14 from the floor. Graham Woodward scored 13 points with 3 three-pointers and 6 assists for Drake, who's now 3-3. Cale Abrahamson, who scored a career-high 41 points in the Bulldogs' win against Western Kentucky to open the tournament, added 13 points on 5 of 6 shooting in that contest. Hawkeye football fans who are headed to Nebraska for Friday's final game of the regular season need to plan to leave early due to weather, the crowds, and increased security measures. Forecasters say icy roads could make travel a challenge, and once in Lincoln, up to 90,000 fans are expected to pack into Memorial Stadium. University of Nebraska spokesman Steve Smith said the lines at there will be lines at those entrance
gates. We do ask for fans' patience while they're waiting in line. We know it's going to be cold, but we do expect the lines to move with fans' cooperation fairly quickly.
Smith says additional security measures are being put in place for this game.
People should be rest assured there's no specific threat against Memorial Stadium or the game, but these are consistent with adjustments being made at other sites around the country following recent international events, including the attacks in Paris.
High temperatures are only forecast in the upper 20s on Friday, so fans will be allowed to bring in blankets.
Be prepared to have permissible items, which are small-sized purses, camera bags, things like that, that would be available on a normal day to be searched, like usual, but also to have your outer garment, meaning your coat, be open and ready to be looked at a quick visual search.
Officials are asking fans to follow the if-you-see-something-say-something approach at Friday's game and report any suspicious activity to authorities. The gates open at 1 p.m. with kickoff set for 2:30. Iowa heads to Lincoln undefeated and ranked number 3 in the country, while Nebraska is 5-6 and looking to become bowl eligible. We'll have that game for you tomorrow here on KJN 1230 pregame, 2:30 kickoff here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. The Philadelphia 76ers have managed to tie the NBA record for consecutive losses twice in the last 3 seasons. They could top the mark on Friday in Houston. The Sixers claimed their 26th consecutive loss since March, and as Isaiah Thomas torched them for 30 points in Boston's 84-80 triumph over Philadelphia. Evan Turner added 16 points for the Celtics, who trailed by 5 with just under 3 minutes left before they eventually went ahead on Joe Crowder's 3-pointer. And the only other major U.S. pro sports franchise to lose 26 in a row is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during their first 2 NFL seasons. The 76ers are 0-16 this season, 2 away from tying the Nets' record for worst start to an NBA season. In top 25 hoops, second-ranked Maryland was able to enjoy an easy win following 3 straight close ones. Melo Trimble and Rashid Suleiman combined to shoot 13 of 14 while scoring 17 points apiece in the Terps' 86-63 rout of Rhode Island in the Cancun Challenge Championship game. Also, meanwhile, 5th-ranked Kansas completed a successful trip to Hawaii. Wayne Selden Jr. scored 25 points on 8 of 11 shooting, and the Jayhawks beat number 19 Vanderbilt 70-63 to take the Maui Invitational. Another top 25 finals, Matt Jones dropped 17 points, and freshman Brandon Ingram added 15 to lead 6th-ranked Duke's 80-61 win against Yale. Kyle Wilcher scored 24 points as 10th-ranked Gonzaga knocked off Washington 80-64. 12th-ranked Virginia beat Lehigh 80-54 behind Malcolm Brogdon's 23 points. Number 13 Indiana finished just 1-2 in the Maui Invitational. Patrick McCaw scored 20 points in UNLV's 72-69 win over the Hoosiers. And number 18 Connecticut topped Michigan 74-60 behind Daniel Hamilton 16 points, 9 boards, and 9 assists in the opening round of the battle for Atlantis. Number 21 Oregon ripped Arkansas State 91-68 as Dwayne Benjamin scored 25 points and Chris Boucher topped chipped in 17 for the 5-0 Ducks. Texas A&M won its opening round game in the battle for Atlantis as Daniel House had 19 points and Anthony Collins scored 15 to send the 25th-ranked Aggies past Texas 84-73. And the NCAA will allow freshman Chick Diallo to begin playing for number 5 Kansas next week, ending a month-long investigation into the five-star prospect's background. The NCAA says Diallo received a limited amount of impermissible benefits. The result is a 5-game suspension that includes 4 games already missed and the Maui Invitational title game Wednesday night against number 19 Vanderbilt. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.